Hello guys, my name is Daniel Obada and you're welcome back to my podcast, Small Talk with Obada. So I'm going to get right into it. I don't want this to be too long. Big Brother Naija Season 5 is currently ongoing and 60% of the youth in Nigeria watch it religiously on television, 25% follow on social media, and trust me, they are the ones that get it wrong. About 10% of the youth aren't interested, but they've stumbled upon it on social media and on TV, and the last 5%, they have no idea what it is. Some people have come out to say that the show is wrong and it should be stopped, but look where we are. We are almost in the final week. Look, I understand that you don't like this show, but please, calm down. It will end soon. Also, people who I really think need to be calming down on the streets are the ones that take the show so seriously, like they've been promised half of the grand prize. It's only a reality show. The people in the house probably do not even know you exist. It's not that deep. It's just a reality show, like I said. And there is no need to go ballistic when things do not work in favor of your fav. Do you understand? So please, be calming down. Oh, I bet you thought I was going to state a conspiracy theory and try to convince you how evil and demonic the show is. Well, that is not what this is about. I'm one of those people who let other people enjoy things. I mean, who doesn't love quality entertainment, eh? Who doesn't? Moving on, I've heard some people come out to say to those of us who watch the show, why don't you channel this much energy into fighting for a better Nigeria? My response is, you know how it is and you continue to talk. You know how it is in Nigeria and you continue to talk. Move from the door, Jerry. Seriously, y'all need to move. The ones that promised us change, have they done anything? Y'all just need to keep quiet and let us enjoy this show. Do you understand? I don't want to be calling for questions, so I'll say nothing else. Look, a lot is going on in the country right now. There's insurgency, the hike in fuel price, hunger, and so much more. The show, aside being a great source of entertainment, I also consider it a good distraction from all the evil things that is happening in Nigeria right now. And as for those people that are doing GoFundMe and contributing thousands of dollars, hey, I see you, those ones, I think they are on another level entirely. Well, Jesus is still king, so it is well. And in case you're wondering who I'm supporting, hello, I'm an Haikon. I'm a Lekon fan. Do you understand? I see Lekon winning the show, followed by Dorothy, then Nengi, and the Lovebirds coming right after. And anybody else can share what remains. If you don't agree, let me know what you think via social media. You can reach me at Daniel Obadan on all socials. This is the end of this episode. Till I come to you again, be blessed, stay safe, and don't forget to vote.